All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in live here for this, last-minute exclusive live stream that we are doing today, covering the supposed, well, I don't even know what to call it. I can't believe that they did this. I just can't believe it, to be honest. I mean, it was predictable. It was basically everyone I spoke to said they'll take this guy out. They'll kill Jeffrey Epstein if they have to. Keep the word out. Make sure that those who are roped in don't get roped in. They're going to take him out. But then it's almost like, but it would be too obvious. It'd be too much. It'd be too much of revealing the hand of the globalists and the pedophiles that are roped into this Epstein scandal. But they actually bloody did it. I can't believe it. My jaw was on the floor this morning when I discovered or came across the news. So unbelievable. We have Ryan Dawson with us here, guys, to talk about this and help to break this down and just try to understand what the hell is going on here and why this happened and who's why. Like, how can they be this bold? I don't believe for a second that he committed suicide.
It reminds
Ryan,
me of,
welcome on, by the way, Ryan. Thank you for coming on.
By the way, we might go over some of this stuff if people haven't seen it later, but that's why he was so important to get rid of, not just for the sexual escapades, but also all the money laundering and other crimes that he was involved with, which is not just going to go away now that he died, or was suicided, is the word we used to like to
suicided.
Use.
He was suicided. I just don't... The cell is small. He was, let's just cover the basics first. He was in a small cell. He was on suicide watch because there was already something fishy happened to him. Was that about 2 weeks ago or something? He was found with bruises on his head, unconscious.
They took him off suicide watch, which is also suspicious.
no shit.
you're fine now. Walk it off, you know, but, whether he really did kill himself, which I don't think nobody, like Ann Coulter, even the Guardian's calling it apparent suicide, because he could have been murdered, you know, or he could have been suicided, as we like to say. Yeah. There's so many powerful suspects, though, that it's kind of hard to narrow it down. Like, was it the Clintons? Was it Kirchner? Who did this? And it is possible to kill someone in jail. That's not some.
No, I mean, it happens all the time. Guards look the other way. Small bribes essentially will make some of the guards just look the other way. So we don't know
City
if it's an inside.
Culprits were murdered in prison. Terrence Trenadue and so this has happened, and that involved the Clintons, by the way.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. The Clinton body bags, was it the hashtag that was trending just a week ago or something? And then that's actually back now as well. And, I mean, Clinton explicitly said, what did he say? Oh, I went on the flight, a handful of times? I think he actually admitted to, but the log said about 26 times. And the documents that came out, I showed a little bit of these yesterday, from the plaintiff, which is Guffrey, Victoria Guffrey, which was Victoria Roberts previously, and she's in a suit with Ghislaine Maxwell, which is essentially Epstein's, you know, a little madam there, setting all these things up. But Clinton was mentioned in there multiple times as well, including like Prince Andrew and stuff like that. They even used one of these original Daily Mail stories for it in some of the court documents. So that's a... Prince Andrew?
Yeah. There are two women that have accused him now, one of groping and one of full-on sex. And that picture, Epstein actually took the picture you just showed, and Ghislaine Maxwell's in there. Her father was an Israeli spy, by the way.
Yes, Robert Maxwell, yeah. Czechoslovakian Jew who came to England and became very powerful, bought up a lot of newspapers over there. And then I don't know how the daughter got roped in with Epstein, but it seems to be part of the same... I don't know what to call it. I mean, what's your take on this? I mean, is it a Mossad network that was doing these blackmailing campaigns with Epstein heading it up? Or what was it he was doing, you think?
They're not the only ones. I mean, a lot of rich and powerful see prostitutes and things all the time. But it doesn't usually get to pedophilia. They used to use homosexual blackmail on a lot of when that was still taboo. On a lot of politicians, judges, businessmen. There was the Franklin Credit Union scandal in Boys Town, Nebraska. There's Larry Craig and Mark Foley and others that have been caught in these kind of stings where they've been having extramarital sex or sex with men, and in this case with children, as as another way. It involved a lot of Democrats, but I want to be clear, like, it doesn't matter. Like, a lot of Dennis Hastert,
they're all doing it. Speaker
of the House, raping little boys, you know. A lot of the other people that Alan, I kept my underwear on, Dershowitz.
Was that what did he actually say that?
Yes. I couldn't have had sex with her. I kept my underwear on.
Oh, man. Wow.
Well, then, that's...
Okay, Dershowitz. I mean, and again, let's be clear, Victoria Guthrie was one of the main witnesses that testified that Dershowitz did this. She was mentioning like a bunch of other like Harvard academics and stuff like that too. I mean, she just mentioned a bunch of people. And so I just don't think that there's a coincidence that the documents were unsealed. Literally yesterday, right? And there's a lot of names in there. There's a lot of celebrities. I mean, even like Heidi Klum was mentioned in there. Naomi Campbell, Bill Clinton, as I said, obviously a bunch. I haven't even had time to go through all those documents yet. It's like,
Richardson,
what, 2000?
George Mitchell, the former governor of New Mexico, which is where the rape ranch was, where Epstein fantasized about spreading his DNA and seed and impregnating.
Yeah, he's going to improve humanity with this super seed.
A bunch of egg-shaped penis pedophiles walking around.
You know what? I want to play that clip later. Thank you for reminding me about that, the egg-shaped.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, man. I mean, it's so transparent. I mean, in terms of, like, this is how little they think of us, these people.
Everybody was joking about him getting suicide. He's not going to make it to trial. It was hilarious that they gave him 13 months. With a million pages of discovery, because 13 months was the original sentence that he never served, right? He stayed in a townhouse, and 6 days a week, he just went back to his Palm Beach rape mansion, where he met with the J.P. Morgan Chase representative, James E. Staley, which is weird. You didn't call him. He's supposed to be in prison, and he's so important that you have to go meet him in person at a rape mansion after knowing that at minimal he had elicited prostitution from a minor.
Yeah.
But they wanted to meet with him. Of course, that's who their JCP Morgan Chase bought out Bear Stearns after the housing bubble fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
And later, I mean, we'll play this clip and stuff, but I can explain what he was all that.
Definitely. I mean, I want to get serious and get into this. I just want to laugh at the absurdity a little bit of this, because
by all means, that's why I got
it's so absurd and so like ludicrous, laughable in terms of like, I mean, sure, we can't at this point put a fingerprint on who did it, if there even is going to be a genuine, honest investigation of someone at the prison who was there, who was the guards, what happened. Right? I don't even think we're going to get that, to be honest. But they probably paid off some inmate and some guards to look the other way. So it's probably that, so that it won't have any links to some big names.
They were confused. They didn't know. They had the story split. Like, okay, did he do it to himself? Was it his cellmate? Why didn't you just ask him? Like, he was still alive, and you found him in the fetal position with the marks on his neck. Did he say his cellmate did it, or did he say he tried to kill himself? It was unclear. They just had multiple stories floating around. See, like, a little toe in the water to test which one's going to fly better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's play the famous clip.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes, I do.
Could you please give us your name?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Is it true, sir, that you have what's been described as an egg-shaped penis?
Vague and definite, and I'm going to give you the first warning, Mr. Cuban, that these types of questions are not only argumentative, but directed in a manner to embarrass Mr. Epstein. If you continue with this type of question, I will adjourn the deposition immediately.
Sir, according to the police department's probable cause affidavit, one witness described your penis as oval-shaped and claimed when erect it was thick towards the bottom but was thin and small towards the head portion. and called it egg-shaped.
Like
those are not my words. I apologize. But as Mr. Critton has stated, that this is a...
Yep, he's walking
I'm
out.
Willing to continue.
All right, so Mr. Egg-shaped penis is dead. It's official, ladies and gentlemen. Was he suicided? Is he? I mean, there's some speculation too. Is the guy? Is he still alive? Right? Is he? Did they? Are we going to see the video? Are we going to see the body? Are we going to? You know? Are we going to get any of this, Ryan?
I think the still alive story is to discredit the suiciding story. He's not still alive because he's not useful at all. Like, if you smuggle him out and do what with him? Like, he can't set up financial anything anymore. He can't run his rape rings. He can't go back to any of his properties. Like, they need him dead because he has a lot of dirt on a lot of people.
He does.
And a lot, and they wanted him gone just more than anybody. Because that's the whole, they're not going to, fake his death and help him escape prison. He's useless to them now. I mean, so he had to go. They have to insulate it and blame everything on him. Make it just about him having sex with minors, not mention the sexual blackmail, which was obvious, and no connections to foreign governments, which is obvious.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, thank you for tuning in live here. We're live streaming to YouTube and to DLive. Hi to the DLive audience as well. We're here with Ryan Dawson. We're talking about the breaking news in terms of Epstein's death. And a lot of media reports so far is talking about an alleged suicide, because this is so transparent, so ridiculously over-the-top transparent in terms of what this is and the cover-up attempt of this. Now, the court, the current court case that is ongoing between Victoria Guffrey, which previously was named Victoria Roberts, who tried to kind of bail out of the public limelight after some articles came out way back when, got back onto this track, both due to the Miami Herald and the original reporting there, but also because she got a daughter of her own and she realized that one day this might, these predators are out there. They actually might continue. And she kind of had a moment where she realized she has to do something and speak up against that. So that's the parties really that are responsible for, you know, raising this issue again, because he got
right.
that
and
sweetheart
she has a civil
deal.
Suit against Maxwell because going after Epstein in Florida wasn't an option. He had immunity. So she went after the groomer, and that will start in 5 days or on the 15th, depending on your time zone.
Interesting. Yeah.
And more shoes are going to drop in that case too.
That case will go on because, I mean, again, the spider in the center of this web is now gone, taken out for obvious reasons. But there's still a lot of people roped into this, and there still could be, through Ghislaine Maxwell, a lot of names that are dropped here. What do you think?
There are plenty of people still to go after. Epstein was sort of the epicenter. He's the one that was the most flamboyant and got caught, but he didn't operate this by himself. You know, the guy saying, "Hey, kid, get in the van," that's a solo operation. Somebody, building private islands and DNA plants and, you know, multiple locations at Paris, New York, New Mexico, Florida, Little St. James, which he called Little St. Jeffries. That takes an organization, and he was grooming girls. All of these victims that have come forward have said, you know, other women or other victims help groom. And we have to remember there was a huge settlement case where a lot of victims were basically paid off to shut up. Like, they had a settlement, meaning like, okay, this was done, but apparently, you know, waving enough money in front of their face made it go away. Not everyone took that deal though, but most of them did. And that's how Ghislaine and Epstein did away with it before. And then, of course, he has a sweetheart deal from Acosta.
Yeah, who was threatened. He was told he was an informant. Leave him alone.
Right. But he isn't the one that really developed that deal. It was Epstein's lawyers.
They essentially told him. And Acosta was open about that. He said, "I was approached and told me he's intelligence. Leave him alone. Don't go after him," essentially. And he just followed suit, essentially. I mean, which shows he's just a puppet, too. He's also doing the bidding of someone else. That's why Acosta's there.
So that question means intelligence for whom, right?
Exactly. And was it Mossad? Because an FBI informant thing, I showed that article, too. Some drone footage from Rusty Shackleford, by the way. He has done some tremendous work on going to the island and showing that. But where is it here? Yeah, this one from the Daily Beast. Jeffrey Epstein became a government informant as part of a sweetheart plea deal. I think that that's like stage two in the process, right? This is like I think he already was part of an intelligence network before the FBI approached him. I think he was Mossad.
The FBI plea deal isn't about raping kids. It's about flipping evidence on Bear Stearns. And Barry Kreischer, who's an ADL award winner, by the way, was the lawyer that got him the sweetheart jail and protected him. And everybody around him has loyalty to the state of Israel. Comes from a Mossad clique. And he was even procuring girls for the former prime minister of Israel, Ehud Barak.
Yes, that's right. He was mentioned. He traveled to the island, too. A lot of powerful people. But say that again. An ADL lawyer involved in this.
Yeah, an ADL award winner, Barry Kreischer, is deal the first time.
Yeah.
And his financing from Leslie Wexner isn't just some rich Jewish guy that owns Victoria's Secret and L Brands and all. He set up the mega group along with the Bronfman family of Seeger Liquor fame and Michael Steinhardt and a couple other Jewish billionaires with the sole purpose. The sole purpose of this group is to influence policy to make it favorable for Israel.
Yes, that's what I believe.
Then, on top of that, I mean, that's their own mission statement. So it's not like speculation. And the Bronfmans, of course, are their children, at least, are tied in with the NXIVM affair, which is also a pedophilia rape ring. And Claire Bronfman pleaded guilty to her role in procuring women for this cult. And the Bronfmans, of course, I mean, these aren't just some Israeli partisans. I have an Epstein map here. If people want to, I don't know if the camera's back.
Yeah, let me pull that up. Go a little closer with it. People can see.
Sure. If you can get that.
It's your crazy conspiracy chart with all the lines drawn on it.
Yeah, well, this is all verifiable. So Charles and Edgar Bronfman are part of the mega group. And this is the president of the World Jewish Congress. And then you've got the chairman of the United Jewish Communities, which includes United Jewish Appeal, United Israel Appeal, and the Council of Jewish Federations. And there's a bunch of subgroups there. And I'd recommend this book by Grant S. Smith called Big Israel if you want to know more about the United Israel Appeal and some of these groups. A lot of attention is always on like the ADL and AIPAC and stuff, which there should be, but these other groups seem to skirt attention for whatever reason. But
yeah,
the Bronfman-Seeger Liquor family is also who was blood related or married to John McCain's family. And of course, Admiral McCain covered up the USS Liberty. But this group is, I mean, president of World Jewish Congress. Okay. All these groups. And they set up MEGA, right? And it's a group of Jewish billionaires. Michael Steinhardt, by the way, has been 7 times accused of sexual harassment from his own employees as recently as last May. Right, just a couple months before Epstein, they're putting pressure on this group. So Claire Bronfman's caught in NXIVM. And then you see that this Gillespie B. Tome, who is part, they set up 3 corporations out of Panama. For the purpose was that they were trying to do a hostile takeover of this, of St. Joe's Minerals, right? And Bear Stearns comes in. So they set up and they got 1,055 stock options and 3,000 shares all the day before the hostile takeover is about to occur.
Oh, boy.
It was March 10th and 11th. It was all going down. And Epstein comes in. And, of course, he was hired by Ace Greenberg because he used to date his daughter when he taught high school there. Forged his credentials, by the way. Never graduated from college. Said he went to Stanford. Didn't. He ends up at the pretty prestigious school, Dalton, probably not so prestigious now. but he knew Lynn and Ted, the children of Ace Greenberg. So they used the Transatlantic Financial SA, Nerit Investments SA, and something called Finvest Panama, which I'd never even heard of. But those were the fronts for laundering money for this takeover. Epstein and Bronfman colluded to sort of tell on their partner in crime who fell on the sword and got all the blame for the Ponzi scheme. Essentially, they set this guy up. And then he went and did a Ponzi scheme with Steve Hoffenberg, who's in prison right now. But to get back to the Mossad stuff, that I'm just mentioning this because that's what the FBI had him flipping on. But when Wexner gave him a $77 million house, That should be a huge red flag. Okay, you've got somebody who's part of a group with people who are all involved with the largest Jewish organizations in the world, total loyalty to Israel, whose kids are involved with sexual predator cults, who covered up the USS Liberty attack, whose family just is known in Canada and the United States of shoveling out the money to pro-Zionist candidates. And then you've got their partner setting up the sole really recipient of the sole hedge fund for Epstein. His only client really was Leslie Wexner, who gave him property, made him the power of attorney. And then if that's not enough, set up the Wexner Foundation, puts Epstein on as the chairman of the Wexner Foundation. And then they funnel money through that, which is totally illegal, to Ehud Barak, because this is an American donating money to an Israeli politician.
Yeah.
But of course, he doesn't donate. He goes through the Wexner Foundation. I guess they set it up over there. But he's the chairman of it, and he's American. He's surrounded by and sponsored by this mega Mossad group. And then Ehud Barak did get elected, by the way, who is known for protecting rapists. Right. His diplomat. You can turn me off anytime, but I'm just going to keep going.
Oh, no.
Diplomat to Brazil. Are you sure?
Yeah.
You probably heard this story, probably remember it back in the day. But
yeah,
are you sure? Well, had a ring in Brazil where they were selling cassette tapes at that time and then CDs of underage children engaged in sex acts. And that then escalated to parties where Israeli tourists would come and engage in this. In acts of pedophilia, basically pimping out young girls. And I don't mean like 14. I mean like 8 and 9 year old kids.
That's right.
And
yep.
There was a Hebrew language teacher named George Steinberg, who was his partner in crime with Ari. And they screwed up because in the background of the photos was the swimming pool of the Israeli consulate. So they're doing this on government property, by the way. George got thrown over the bus, but Ari just fled back to Israel. I was all over the Portuguese news and stuff. I think I saw like 11 seconds of it on, and it didn't mention Israelis. It just, they just covered, barely on, US media at all, 2 a.m. I had to go dig and find where they would they even mention it. This diplomat was then, they tried to recycle him to Australia. Who firmly rejected them, knowing what he had done in the past. But Ehud Barak was moving him around, Catholic priest style. You just set up a sex ring for 8-year-olds, and you're selling tapes online and whatever, and physical copies of kids getting raped by adults and kids having sex with each other and all kinds of gross things. And he just let him go. And to pile on that some more, who was the president of Israel in 2000? The prime minister is Ehud Barak. The president is Moshe Katsev, who got convicted of rape.
Hmm.
Right? All of them like are involved in and this wasn't children for once. Like, well, at least it wasn't kids. But he raped 4 different women, came out. He got pegged for at least one of them. And this is what he does. He resigned as president a month before term limits would have made him do it anyway.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah,
I saw a story. You know, some people said, well, you know, 15-year-olds or whatever. It's like, it's borderline, maybe, so, you know, kind of thing. But no, he was 8-year-olds. Several articles about that came out talking about that they were trying to procure these really like underage girls and stuff. And remember all the CDs? There's an amazing amount.
They did it again in Colombia right after that.
Uh-huh.
Ex-IDF soldiers set up a new ring for Israeli tourists, had hotels and everything, and they were getting girls from Colombia and Venezuela.
Lots in South
and
America
selling
for
them
some reason.
Businessmen.
Yeah.
Lots because they're impoverished there. And it's what they were doing, the same scam they did in Russia post collapse of the Soviet Union,
mm-hmm.
when you had hyperinflation of the ruble and they would go to orphanages and they would go on a field trip and just never come back.
Yeah.
And these girls disappeared and they were sold around the world.
And this is meat. We remind people about that. This is the meat and the means by which they blackmail influential people, politicians. You know, again, just as the names there quickly, and I want you to continue on that because this is a very interesting story, but I just want to interject that real quick. Like, when he talks in these documents now that came out about, like, oh, Naomi Campbell is there and Heidi Klum and Al Gore and all, some of these names that are there. There's so many more mentioned in there, but this is some of the first ones that came out. These are celebrities that are networking in these circles to either get something out of it or just climb the ladders, if you will, of social climbing. Or worse, they're actually taking part of it. Right? At the very least, if they know about it, they're looking the other way and willing to kind of just play ball in this scheme.
Mm-hmm. Like or getting used, because one of the scams he did, and I don't know whether they're being part of it or being used, but I'm just in case. What he did was he acted as a Victoria's Secret recruiter.
I was thinking about that, why he bought up Victoria's Secret. It's very interesting. He didn't create it. Les Wexner bought it up. It was a Goy who did it first. He bought it up. And I always felt, first of all, it's such a weird side note here, but their clothing is literally like toxic. Like it's all synthetic and stuff, and they have all this garbage in it, chemicals and stuff, and like women get like infections and stuff when they're wearing it. But I also felt it was part of like that hyper-sexualization of like the lingerie kind of move, pushing that forward with these Victoria's Secret. What I'm saying is it's a way to hyper-sexualize part of the game and hyper-sexualizing society, and that they ultimately, these predators, can ultimately benefit from something like that.
You got to become an angel.
Yeah, that's right.
I used to date a Victoria's Secret model. I have to try and contact her, see if she knows anything about this. But it's what he tried to molest several model recruits. But if you can have like a Heidi Klum or something, that gives legitimacy. It's like, oh, this guy knows Heidi Klum.
And these she's girls, there, some I'm of them, networking.
Like 12 years old, are like, oh my gosh, that's an SI model or whatever. Yeah. I don't know if she did Victoria's Secret too or not, but whatever. They were using this modeling agency from Jean-Luc Brunel. It's called MC2, like MC squared. And
yeah, that's the article I showed there.
Eastern European girls, and because this is, by the way, that was their fetish, was blonde girls from Eastern Europe.
Yeah, or Scandinavians. And look at the other stuff that came out. Two Swedish girls, Johanna Sjöström, and then another 15-year-old Swedish girl who was in they threatened to steal her passport. And, you know, Maxwell was part of this. She was mentioned in the recent suit here. And, you know, they were she was terrified, and they would try to force her to have sex in it. It's Nordic girls, Slavic girls. It's, you know, it's all these, you know, easy meat for these Jewish predators, to be honest. It's amazing.
Well, I was going to get to the Anan Khashoggi ships, because they were doing the same thing. These rich Saudis, whose grandfather was Jewish, by the way, just world renowned for having the prostitution yachts. And they had a lot of girls from Ukraine in there, and they would go sail out in international waters. And I mean, girls like in cages, and they did nasty things to them.
Yes.
I don't know if I can say what they did, but, you know, scat kind of stuff. And paid them.
And this is all probably being filmed, Ryan. This is probably all being filmed too, documented. You know, again, this is how they sink their hooks into you. Like, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about like an elite network of not only pedophiles but just like predators and abusers. And if you want to ascend anywhere within the ranks of influence and power, you need to play by their rules. This is how they've taken over.
The compromised are promoted intentionally because they're compromised. Yeah. And, you know, Anand's nephew was Jamal Khashoggi, the one that got bone sawed. And they knew where he was because of NSO's software, Pegasus, which, you know, is a backdoor to anybody's phone, especially iPhones. But that was built from the software called the Promise software developed by the United States.
Yep.
And guess who stole that?
Israel stole
Robert Maxwell.
That.
Yeah, Robert Maxwell.
Oh, he stole it?
Jesley
wow.
Maxwell's father stole it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. I didn't know about that particular connection. Yeah, so two 8-year-old girls for the pedophile sexual abuse state court documents filed with victims' lawyers. And many of the messages are from Jean-Luc Brunel that you mentioned, modeling agency who has been accused of sexual assault and rape by multiple women. So this came out, this is not too long ago, just a few days ago. But
he just looks like a pedophile.
It even says in the Daily Mail,
look at
pedophile.
Him.
It says under there, Jesus. But you know, part of it is also, you know, I just searched for like Les Wexner real quick and to check some of the news and stuff, and it's like, oh, Epstein's trying to funnel money from him. Oh, poor Wexner, he was also. You know, do you know what I'm saying? They're trying to immediately damage control and cover, and you can't even find like the good articles anymore on top hits in Google. It's
they
all buried.
Reporty Software, which is now called Carbine or something, which also gave money to Ehud Barat again. And this is why this all went down, because Ehud Barak is a political rival of Netanyahu who has an election in September.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone's like, why are they even reporting this at all? I'd be like, well, because they're fighting with each other. And Netanyahu has more sway than Ehud Barak. And Netanyahu was actually tweeting the pictures of Ehud in New York, like with his stupid fur hat and stuff.
Oh, really?
And it turned out he had also gone to the Caribbean. So this guy, though, if you remember, everyone remembers Harvey Weinstein. Remember the case where Harvey Weinstein hired ex-Mossad agents from this group called Black Cube to harass his victims?
Yes.
Guess who introduced the Black Cube to Harvey Weinstein?
Epstein?
Ehud Barak.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All
the
right.
Prime Minister of Israel, who's financed by Epstein and Wexner, by the way.
Yeah, Blackstone. There's nothing behind that name, by the way, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, let's listen to this real quick. I haven't listened to it. It's only 50 seconds. Reporter who broke the story on Epstein scandal. This surprised me most. Julie K. Brown from the Miami Herald reacts to the multimillionaire's death by suicide. Let's just listen to see what she says about this. I'm going to turn up the volume here because it might be something interesting. I'm not sure.
Julie, you've done so much.
She's done good work.
Yeah.
All of the time and effort that you've put into digging into this story, what has surprised you most?
I think what has surprised me most is that, you know, that there were so many people. This was, you know, he was almost hiding in plain sight. There were so many people that knew or suspected or saw things that were wrong. And, you know, it's kind of upsetting to think that these girls were sort of almost, you know, collateral to some people's careers. Who kind of decided that this wasn't an important story or important enough of a crime that they should have pursued it or stood up and said, you know, look, we've got to do something to stop him.
Nope, they all covered for each other, and it's just this disgusting display of no backbone. It's self-serving. Let me pause that. Lot of self-serving individuals who think that they could climb the ranks or get something out of it. And I mean, I can't help to think about these like Eyes Wide Shut type kind of scenarios, all these supermodels and stuff, and you know, it's being filmed, people are being blackmailed. It's new recruits that are coming in. And, of course, they need young, underage girls to kind of feed some of these predators with, too.
Like Conan. And he'd have girls flanking both sides and be in his throne chair. The guy had a god complex. That's why he wanted to freeze his brain and his penis, which also just means it makes the suicide more unbelievable because the guy is trying to be immortal and spread his DNA everywhere.
Exactly.
And he was also meeting with his lawyers every day. He spent most of the time meeting – preparing a defense.
Yeah.
So why suddenly hang yourself?
Yeah, it's a very good question. And there's even a question of the technicality of that in the type of cell that he was in. Is it even possible? We know that everything was in lockdown. I'll pull up a graph here later, see if I can search for it and find it. But, you know, a graph of the cell was released. And, you know, it's like, how did he even do this? And FBI said, what was it? I saw this here. There was an investigation now that's going to be opened by them. But I mean, again, if he was an informant for them already, what level of honesty are we even going to get from them? They're basically just going to tell us, well, this is what happened. This is what it did. And like, shut up and believe us kind of thing. And there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do to try to find out a different story, which is so frustrating about this.
Yeah, no informant of any intelligence agency can rape kids either. Like, you do that, you're no longer an informant. You're a criminal. That's that.
Yeah.
So what's so important that they had to tell him? Like, the two people he allegedly informed on were both acquitted and nothing came of it. So it's like pro wrestling play fight or whatever. I mean, he's so guilty of assisting in creating toxic commercial paper after creating a structured investment vehicle to help offload toxic assets from Bear Stearns to make it look like their books were balanced when they weren't, and did it twice. I mean, Bear Stearns set up a division in Ireland to get around U.S. regulations, and then Bear Stearns Dublin set up something called Liquid Funding LTD, but it was 40% financed by Epstein, which means actually Leslie Wexner. And then Epstein was the head of the board. And what Liquid Funding did is it just acted as a place for Bear Stearns. Bear Stearns was engaged in all this CDO shenanigans during the housing bubble, you know, giving subprime mortgages and so on. And mortgage-backed securities that were toxic and unsellable, they just sold them to their own subsidiary, so they made their books look balanced at the end of the month, and in the beginning of the next month, buy them back again. So they're not really sales. But Epstein took portions of this and created commercial paper, which somehow got AAA ratings because they bribed the rating agencies. It got tier one status. And then this ended up in several different money market funds that I saw. There was JP Morgan's money market, of course, Frank Russell Investment and Dreyfus Money Market. And I'm talking like 135 million, 125 million, 100 million, hundreds of millions of dollars each. And then, of course, JP Morgan's would end up buying Bear Stearns in a fire sale, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the senior loan was created by Maiden Lane LLC, which was just this made up company by the New York Federal Reserve that pumped in $28.8 billion to JP Morgan's mere $1.2 billion to buy Bear Stearns, right? Which included that's $30 billion for all their toxic assets. And then later, JP Morgan would get $835 billion, I think it was. Mm-hmm. I had to look at my book. It was over $800 billion from the Federal Reserve, not the New York Federal Reserve, but the Washington one. So $1 trillion almost, you know, just from that venture. What's interesting is that Liquid Funding, the company he set up in Bermuda as a sieve, resurfaced in 2011, this time not for Bear Stearns, but for JP Morgan Chase, which is still Bear Stearns. I mean, that's who bought him out. So that's why in the beginning, when I was saying James E. Staley is going and visiting Epstein in person in Palm Beach at the Brape Mansion while he's supposed to be in jail, but he's on work release, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing business with him at all? Why can't you call him? What was so important that you had to go do it in person? Kids?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's very, very bizarre. Here's some recent footage about 3 days old from the island too. Of course, was a huge fire there. There was The Intercept reported that Epstein had shipped in, was it a 53-pound shredder or something like that to the island? I think a lot of things already, Ryan, has been destroyed in terms of the evidence that probably was available at some point.
A tile and carpet cleaner as
That's
well.
Right, carpet, exactly, that's right. Wow, you know, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that this happened are they going to get away with this? Are we going to see any? What do you think the benefit to them is now when he's out of the picture?
He had construction done on Greater St. James too, which with tunnels and whatnot, which he was doing illegally. He just set up a new LLC and did it anyway. I just saw here, Bear Stearns, what did I say? 853. I think I said 835. It was worse. It was $853 billion. Wow. That's according to the GOA audit, the Government Accountability Office, that was done. And a lot of people are always saying audit the Fed like we did. And turns out they spent trillions of dollars. And it's my book, The Separation of Business and State, cheap plug. But, you know, there was that huge movement with Ron Paul, and then an audit was conducted. It wasn't as full as what we wanted, but we got a lot of damning information and just nothing happened. And so for financial nerds like myself, this Epstein affair with the kids and the sex angle and all, which is really terrible. The other part of it is it breathes new life back into these financial scandals. Oh, look at Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
With a 17-year-old.
That's right. That's Victoria Roberts
right
there.
Her out. They took her out and got her wasted before that picture.
Yeah, of course they did. Ghislaine in the background there. And again, that's the two in the current lawsuit that's going on right now. So, yeah,
it's just weird. How old is amazing. Prince Andrew in there? Like, you know, an adult? Like,
40s probably? Like 30, mid-30s?
Way older than 17. Like,
yes.
I don't even know any 17-year-olds. You know what I mean? Like, why are you hanging out and drinking with them and then posing like that? That she got that picture because Epstein had said, you're going to meet a prince, right? This time, like the next one's going to be a prince. And she told her mother and grandmother that she was going to meet a prince. is what she told Epstein. So she's like, I got to have a picture with the prince because I already told my mom and grandma. So she took this innocent-ish picture with the prince on her own camera. Epstein took it on her camera.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it existed, because she had that one. All the other ones are archived, you know, in the vaults and whatnot. They did get into the vault in New York. With that, this interesting too, because it had an Austrian passport with a Saudi Arabian address.
That's right. Yep. Remember that.
Where he had used to go to Spain and France and a couple other countries. I think he did go to Saudi Arabia too.
And the defense had argued, well, it's just to protect Mr. Epstein when he's abroad, you see. But it's still like, that's still
yeah,
abroad.
Yeah, because he's, you know, just because he's Jewish and what, he's a... threatened because he's a Jew who's traveling, so he has to have a fake passport. Get real.
Yeah, I know.
You know, in France and Spain, you know, no one's gonna know. No one's gonna go, oh, your last name's Epstein. We're gonna get you.
Yeah.
So you had a fake name. You had an address, which I would like to know what that address is, because of this Khashoggi relationship too.
Right.
And see what's going down, because they also had their own rape cruises and whatnot.
Yeah.
See, Epstein's just who got caught.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that's it. And it's, would you think that was a mistake? Is there any suggestion that he was kind of thrown to the wolves here at all, or was it a kind of a mistake that he was caught?
I think they did it because of his connections with Ehud Barat, and you know,
to get rid of him.
Because he is a real threat to Bibi's chances in this election, because Israel had an election last April and there was basically a tie between the Red and White Party and Likud. And then so they had to issue another election, which is going to be September. Well, a former prime minister is very popular and also the same party that could out Netanyahu, who he and his wife are facing corruption charges, was Ehud Barat. So suddenly Ehud's past comes to haunt him. Oh, look, Jeffrey Epstein's raping kids, and you're witnessed not only in New York, but also flying back and forth to the Caribbean. But maybe he had his underwear on, you know. That's why they threw him under the bus, and then they killed Epstein, and that's that. But the civil suit on Maxwell, you know, unless they start killing witnesses too, which is possible.
I'm surprised even the reporter hasn't been offed yet. We'll see what happens here, but there could be a lot of other deaths in the wake of this.
Democrats, right? So they said Trump was on a plane, but Trump's the one that got this going back in 2005 because they recruited girls from Mar-a-Lago, like people's
daughters. And that's when Trump kicked him out at that point. He didn't want anything to do with him.
Yes,
yeah, and he was vindicated. It was vindicated
Trump
by the
women,
witnesses.
But he likes adults, right?
So, yes.
And Trump is in that sort of model scene. So he probably knew MC2 and stuff, which is in New York as well.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely did. He definitely knew. And
some of the pictures here, folks, are the girls that I'm running here too. And they used, girls that were, you know, the homeless. They didn't have parents. Maybe they were drug users. They like, you know, really the more vulnerable in society. That's the girls they went after to do all these things and recruit. And to them, I mean, I'm also surprised of how little money they actually paid these girls. First, I'm like, oh, they've been given like thousands of dollars or something. But no, it's just like a couple of $100 here and there to like, you know, sleep with Alan Dershowitz. That would, couldn't pay these girls enough money in the world to do that. Jesus.
You know? It's the guy, they would have orgies with all these people that didn't speak English, according to witnesses. And because they're like, we're going to take your passport away.
Yeah.
Israelis got caught with a scandal like that back when they were luring girls in again from Eastern Europe, mostly saying, oh, you can be a nanny or a maid or whatever. And once they got to Israel, they became sex slaves. They just took them and selling them back and forth. And the Russian mafia, which is not very Russian.
Right. Mafia. Yeah.
Like Gregory Lukshevsky and then Boris Berezovsky and these guys.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these exiled oligarchs and stuff. I remember back when Pincus Green, who was Mark Rich was his protege, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They got caught in human trafficking. But the whole story about Mark Rich was more on him not paying taxes and running blockades and doing illegal trades with Glencore because he owned that commodity company and stuff. Bill Clinton gave him a pardon his last day of office.
That's right.
And then Denise Rich financed Hillary Clinton's Senate campaign and the Clintons too, plural, were on Epstein's planes.
That's correct.
And Hillary Clinton, by the way, does fool around with women. That's
Very young girls. That's been reported. That's admitted. Absolutely.
She likes Turkish girls, especially.
Remember that photo of her and was it Christina Aguilera? You remember that photo? I'll see if I can find it. He's staring at her boobs. It's like this, you know, this like old predator.
My mom's
witch.
Cousin was her bodyguard and witnessed her having sex with women.
Yeah.
And like, I found that out.
Sneaking them up to her room and stuff. And, you know, and that's why kind of Bill could get away with stuff, too. They had a mutual understanding, like you can do whatever you want type of thing. It was just a political relationship.
And wasn't it interesting that Lewinsky ropes him in? Gross, Bill. And
he'd do anything, that guy.
Some people don't understand the U.S. system about impeachment. You have to get impeached and convicted. Like, getting impeached doesn't mean anything. The Senate will ask to confirm, and when it's confirmed, then you're convicted, then you're out like Nixon kind of thing. And what happened was Bill was impeached but not confirmed, and what he did was he started bombing Iraq, and so they didn't confirm his impeachment, and hours after that was over, he stopped bombing Iraq. Like, they tried to get him to do it. They ended up getting Bush to Lester to do it, but Israel wanted war with Iraq. I mean, that's why there was the original war in 91 anyway. And Scuds fired where? At Tel Aviv. And the Patriot missile system had a big commercial and yada, yada. But they wrote about it in their own policy papers. And then they've got these obviously Mossad-connected blackmail rings. I mean, to the prime minister of Israel, while Clinton is president, Ehud Barak is also president. He's the one, you know, setting up Black Cube for Harvey Weinstein, protecting Ari Shur and George Steinberg, and getting money from Wexner and Epstein and visiting the properties. You know, they're into kitty fucking. And that was all going on at the same time. And then you find out that Clintons are also on these trips. You know, it's all of them. And Clintons are pardoning Rich and Pincus Green, and they're involved with the Russian mob that have been running human trafficking and uranium. And then we know Hillary's other uranium ordeals. It's all a big network. And I've made this map video that somehow is still on YouTube. It's weird. My Jesseline Maxwell video is not on YouTube. It's a BitChute only kind of thing. I got suspended, like triple strikes in one day.
Just happen, by the way?
Yeah, I mean, again, right? Like, because they showed me in February, and through appeals, I got one of the strikes removed. So I just had to be real careful and waited out for 3 months. And then almost immediately they did it again. So I have to wait till almost Halloween. I get one strike removed October 20th and the next one removed October 30th before I can unprivatize my videos. Because even unlisted videos got flagged. And I found out there's a Discord group dedicated to me. It's saying, here's his unlisted videos. Go through and flag them with instructions and everything. Right?
Yep.
And I know it's the SPLC. I know it is.
But yeah, like, they don't like that this is getting out there, this kind of stuff, you know. And that, of course, at the meantime, as you said, like the ADL crowds and stuff are moralizing. You know, there's people giving awards that weaved into a story like this while they're moralizing and wagging their finger in the face of other people for exposing these cover ups and these the trail of blood and rape here, essentially. To
Roman Polanski.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Who fled? Guess who his lawyer was.
Tell me.
I kept my underwear on, Alan Dershowitz.
Now, there is a clip. I want to play. I had it queued up here. I played it with, I think, Adam last time he was on. Let me play a part of this. This is to get into mindset. For those of you guys who didn't see it, we have that video
Adam
on our YouTube,
Green's
the Epstein.
Been all over this too. Yeah.
Let me listen to this here. Because Epstein has, Dershowitz has some very interesting things to say. It's a video by Brian Young from High Impact Flicks, and he's breaking this down a little bit. Let's listen to this here.
From Dershowitz's own mouth, he didn't choose to defend pedophile Jeffrey Epstein because he thought his client was innocent. He didn't do it because he thought it was a grave injustice to lock away Epstein for having done nothing wrong. He defended him because he knew he couldn't be fired.
I felt I had an obligation to take on the most unpopular cases because I couldn't be fired.
Because I couldn't be fired.
I don't know what the hell kind of reason that is, but let's proceed with a partial recap.
But I'm going to continue to try to get the best deal I can.
Well, this is
I've gotten guilty people acquitted of murder.
At least you ever question the phrase, lawyers are liars, here's your proof. The only catch is, at this moment, he's actually telling the truth. Dershowitz is admitting here that he's a professional promoter and defender of evil by way of deceit and crafty legal arguments.
Well, this is where it does get more complicated for you in your personal life, because
sure,
you're now being sued by one of the women who was involved in that original investigation.
That's right.
Of Epstein. Virginia Roberts is her name, who claims that Epstein let her out for sex to some of his friends, including you, when she was underage. You've been very vocal in your denials. Now she's suing you for defamation, saying you're falsely attacking her, trying to intimidate her into silence. You said that you welcome this lawsuit.
I want to take it on.
Is there anything that could come out of this guy's mouth that could possibly be believed? So let's listen to him defend himself against allegations that Epstein loaned out a child for sex to Mr. Defender of the Guilty himself.
And I also welcome her coming on the show and accusing me face to face. She has never accused me except under the protection of the litigation privilege, because it's completely false. Let me tell you what the evidence
so you
is, just very
this.
Briefly. Oh, well, let me just tell you what the evidence
you have
is.
To do it quickly.
Yeah, well.
So go, Mr. Defense Attorney, defend yourself. Prove to us that you didn't have sex with a kid who was loaned out to you by the very serial child sex offender and trafficker you got to go free.
She has an email exchange with a journalist in which she admits she didn't have sex with me. She writes a book manuscript in which she says she knew me, she didn't know me, but she didn't have sex with me. She told her best friend she didn't want to accuse me, but she was pressured to do it by her lawyers. There's a tape recording of her own lawyer saying it would be impossible for me to have sex with her, and she was wrong, simply.
Notice he keeps looking down at his notes. So he had the talking points for his defense down before he even walked on the set. And none of what he says is anything that we can verify.
Wrong. I have travel records showing that I couldn't have been in any of the places she said she had sex with me. I asked Louis Freeh, the former head of the FBI, to do a thorough investigation. He came to the conclusion that she was making a false accusation.
Of course,
Louis Freeh, former head of the FBI.
Anyway, we can pause that. It continues. It's a
he
good reporting.
Did this.
But yeah. Oh, actually, yeah. Look at this. I forgot about that part. Look at this.
One of the most corrupt organizations in the world is going to speak on your behalf. I'm sure Dershowitz has many friends in high places who are willing to cover for him.
I have been falsely accused. I support the Me Too movement. But when a woman falsely accuses for financial reasons, she was hoping to get a third of $1 billion.
Sure, Alan here has never had any power or money motive in his defense of high-profile millionaire and billionaires.
Suing Leslie Wexner, the owner of Victoria's Secret, she also accused him in private after accusing me in public, hoping to get a third of $1 billion. Where do I get that figure from? She told that to her best friend.
Okay.
I have that on tape. So I am welcoming this trial. This is the first opportunity I have to conclusively prove my innocence.
You get the idea.
He's a walking stereotype.
He's welcoming this trial, folks. It's a done deal, because he knows that these courts are corrupt. And if they have the right people on the inside, they can do whatever the hell they want. He even said it himself. He's gotten admitted murderers off just because this is how they play the game. It's not about morals. It's not about being right or the truth. It's about manipulation. That's what it's about.
It's like, but I can win. It doesn't matter. Like, truth. I think I can win this. Baruch Leibowitz, I don't think that's not as famous as the Polanski case, but he was also his lawyer, and that guy raped a 13-year-old boy. And he was also a lawyer for Jonathan Pollard.
Yeah.
One of the largest spy.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
So we've got Pollard and Maxwell just 2 degrees from Epstein already.
Yeah.
I mean, really, his groomer's father and his lawyer's, the one that he defended. And it doesn't stop there. There are so many overlaps with Israel. So we encourage everyone to go watch these map videos, because I think it's easier with a visual.
Now, are they on your BitChute?
They are on BitChute. Some people said sometimes it loads, sometimes it doesn't, because that's how it is.
Yeah.
You know, but probably should now. There's not as much traffic on it or whatever. But the first one's on YouTube, and then the rest are on BitChute. I can't post anything new on YouTube for 2 weeks. And then I really can't post anything because if I do, they're going to call it hate speech.
Yeah.
You should see some of the videos they called hate speech.
Of course. I mean, we know that they use that as a just thing that they could throw out to censor material and information that they don't like. They call anything they don't like hate speech, and then that's the only. And where's the trial? Where's the proof? It doesn't matter. It's hate speech, and that's it. Here's the map video. I can play some of this in B-roll here. In the meantime, while we talk about this, because there's some very important connections. You know, again, for everyone who is just tuning in live, I saw the audience number keeps going up, so there's a lot of people just tuning in. We're here with Ryan Dawson. We're talking about the supposed suicide of Jeffrey Epstein, of course, in the New York prison news from earlier this morning. And of course, it's just fascinating to just realize that they actually are moving ahead with this, that this blatant cover up, frankly, to get rid of the spider in the center of this web. But, you know, and this comes again a day after the documents had been unsealed in the latest Victoria Roberts, Guffrey, and Ghislaine Maxwell suit that's ongoing right now. And a lot of names are coming out there.
They verify what I had already said in this video, a lot of it. I forgot to mention, just looking at that map, too, the headmaster at the school where Epstein was supposedly teaching math had a 14-year-old girl living at his house who he molested. It was Gardner Dunton was his name. And so the headmaster of the school, he's not who hired him. I think it was Barr hired him, but Barr got pushed out. This guy gets pushed in, and it turns out he was living with a 14-year-old. It was the same kind of situation. She couldn't afford to go to school there. No father in the house. And they said to the mother, like, oh, don't worry, she can stay with us. His wife, by the way, this is just like Bernard Carrick. His wife was dying of cancer. Or sorry, McGreevy. His wife was dying of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a kid come live with him to help. And then he's molesting the 14-year-old. But in exchange, you know, paying her tuition and giving her a place to stay.
Wow.
This guy. And yeah, really. And
yeah, I saw something from Barr because you brought that up. Let me see if I can bring in this source here for that. He said something about an FBI investigation is going to commence or something like that. Barr, of course, have been roped into.
Donald Barr hired him. His dad, but that's not a real connection. Like when people are like, it's connected. I'm like, So he doesn't know he's a pedophile when he hires him, whatever. And he got pushed out of leaving the school.
Okay.
But he didn't check about the fibs because Epstein said he went to Stanford, you know, and he didn't. I mean, he went to NYU and dropped out. He shouldn't be teaching math at a prestigious high school. He shouldn't be teaching high school anywhere.
He doesn't even
have a college degree.
Of course not. Yeah, here's the latest from New York
nowadays,
Times.
Nowadays, that doesn't mean anything, but it used to. I mean, college degree doesn't mean anything now, but.
Yeah. Quickly, here's the New York Times new article. Jeffrey Epstein dead in suicide of Manhattan jail. Officials say Mr. Epstein, the financier indicted on sex trafficking charges, was not under suicide watch at the time of his death, just as you said.
They took him off.
And when did they take him off? Do you know? Was it like a day before or something? Or let me see if they can
give some
details about that here.
I think it was within the week. So he probably was on for 2 weeks and they took him off. And in that window of opportunity, finally.
They struck. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's hard to get into, but it's like, if you know that and you know how important this person is, how many people want him dead, you know, how many very powerful, wealthy people, and even to prevent him from killing himself too, like you need to be glued to this guy. But the fact that, you know, in the past he expressed interest in freezing his brain, you know, and wanting to stay and spreading his DNA, and that he was vigorously meeting with lawyers and preparing a defense. They had until Halloween to review all of this, all of the discovery.
Yeah.
Prepare a defense. Why be doing that every day? Just because you don't like being in the jail, so you want to go to the air conditioned room and talk to your lawyers or something or whatever? I mean, that's possible.
I think they're going to try to push this line.
Money to do that every day, you know?
Yeah. I think they're going to try to push this line too, that it was like, you know, well, he was living in a mansion all that time, and he just kind of got cuckoo in this tiny small cell, blah, blah, blah. We're going to see some lame excuse, essentially, right? And if the FBI opens an investigation into this, they're essentially going to say, oh, well, there was some again, very limited what he can have access to in these cells, even in extreme cases. I think I saw Angelo John Gage tweet about this too. They like, everything is taken out, everything is stripped, there's like nothing you can hurt yourself with and stuff. So that's a very important detail. What is it going to use as an excuse?
Maybe he hung himself with his underwear.
Well, he had them on. No, that was Dershowitz.
He had them on his neck.
That's exactly. That's right.
If he hung himself,
legalese, folks.
Calling it now. He hung himself with his underwear. That would be something else. That would be the way to go for a sex offender too, to die by choking on your own underwear.
Now that would be a red flag. Absolutely.
He kept it on.
Yeah, he kept it on, folks.
First, which is so disgusting.
Where's the lie? Where's the lie?
Show it a lie.
All right. Anyway,
Dershowitz was working with Jared Kushner on the supposed peace plan for Palestine and Israel. And Kushner's father went to jail for illegal campaign financing. But part of that also was witness tampering, which included setting up honey traps, including on his own brother-in-law, who took a hooker to a 2-star motel called the Red Bull Inn, real classy. And he actually approached police officers in New Jersey first to get a high-end prostitute to rope in his brother, because he was fighting with his brother-in-law, excuse me. He was fighting with his sister and his older brother about what he had done to help finance Governor McGreevy of New Jersey. Was he set up a bunch of dummy companies and were laundering money through those. And he did a couple in his family members' names. And they're like, we want more of the profits from this. He did it without telling them. So they were fighting internally. And so he tried to set them up with sexual blackmail. The fact that was like his go-to thing is, oh, I know how I can defeat them. I'll just set up my sister's husband with a prostitute and film it. And I'll blackmail her and shut up. Because that's exactly what he did to the governor. Get this. This is something else. And I'll tell you why this governor is so important more than any other governor in the United States. Governor McGreevy was a closet homosexual, met his lover in Israel, where Charles Kushner introduced him to Golan Sepel, who he brought back to New Jersey and gave a 6-figure salary to in the security sector of American nuclear power plants. Can't make this up.
Jared Kushner's dad, like Charles.
Yeah, Charles Kushner went to prison for it. Yeah. Okay, I got a film called Trump's Zionist Ball and Chain that goes all into this. But he set up a honey trap on his brother-in-law.
That's right.
A honey trap.
I remember that.
On Governor McGreevy, who is why he's in trouble. He's using illegally financing his campaign and blackmailing him. And his wife was also dying of cancer when he's sleeping with a man in her bed. And came out and just said, I'm a gay American, and everybody forgave him. It's like, didn't matter what he'd done.
Yeah.
But people have to realize the governor of New Jersey is who appoints the chairman of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And the current chairman, by the way, is the former president of AIPAC.
But oh, good.
They own the properties.
The coincidence, folks. Don't worry about it.
The World Trade Centers, among other things, and all the ports, obviously.
That's
the
right. Authority. Yeah.
You got to have warehouses. You have to have land and assets before you can bring in, let's say, opium from Afghanistan and these kind of things. But who was it that sold Larry Silverstein the WTC properties? It was the Port Authority.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And Kushner buys up 50 million square feet of property across the Hudson River just in case, you know, what if – I don't know, some airplanes ran into buildings and knocked them down, and physically they didn't have an office anymore, needed to go somewhere else. Hmm. But
yeah, that's
if
convenient.
You own the Port Authority, you can grant yourself very lucrative real estate contracts in New York and New Jersey.
Yeah.
And then you can then recycle that money into further bribes to control the PA more. And it's kind of the miniature state level gambit that of the federal gambit that AIPAC does. Getting foreign aid from the United States and recycling portions of that to bribe Congress to send more foreign aid. And then, of course, all kowtow to Israeli demands on Syria, Iraq, and so on and so forth. But these people that, if you look at all the members of the Port Authority, almost all, they got something in common. And but they do kind of fight with each other, kind of like drug cartels fight over territory to sell cocaine or whatever, but they're all selling cocaine. These they're called the Holocaust Builders. That's not my name. That's what they call themselves. It's the Wilfs and the Kushners and all these prominent people around Atlantic City. And now the Kushners have married into the Trump family.
Why do they call themselves that? What is that?
Because
what is
they say they came, most of them came there during the Holocaust.
Oh, okay. I see. Built,
and, you know, okay. Built up the area or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, maybe some of them did.
Here's some night footage, by the way, folks, for tuning into the video version of this, of Epstein's estate, the island here. Yep, the drone footage showed that it was still active during the night. Lights are on in most places, et cetera. But anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off. Please continue there.
Well, no, I mean, that's interesting. I haven't seen the night view of that yet.
Yeah, so everything is
on.
I
would like to know more about the construction contracts on Greater St. James, though.
Yeah, a lot of them were in violation. Did you see that? They were fined like up to like $2,000 to $5,000 per day. For being in violation. The original, that little temple structure that was showed earlier, that is supposedly was very different in the plans that they submitted to the authorities in terms of the, you know, for building. It didn't at all correspond. It was meant to be some kind of like wider structure, but now it became a cube, very tall. And I think like it probably has gone through multiple kind of renewals. Even the latest drone footage shows that there's like, you know, like a scaffolding essentially on the inside. Something has been redone or changed in there. So definitely. There were speculations about underground facilities too. There are some footage that it actually shows a road that goes right in underneath. Have you seen that? I'll see if I can pull up some of those photos.
I've seen pictures from underneath, allegedly, of there was like, this is just like out of an evil 80s cartoon where somebody's got a bunch of TV screens spying on everybody, whatever. The Q community, regardless of what people think about Q, and I think a lot of it's, I'm not, whatever, there are definitely a lot of eyeballs in there. And whether it's because they enjoy putting riddles and puzzles together or whatever, it doesn't matter. Because there are so many people looking at it, there are a lot of legit hardcore researchers that contribute to it because of the audience. So regardless of how it started, that's irrelevant. Because it's become legit since people are going there because the community is so large and it's a way to share everything and get critiques and stuff. And then, yeah, there are going to be people in there just shit posting and saying dumb racist crap and whatever and trying to discredit stuff. But Q alluded probably to a video of mine because I did this Hillary Clinton to the woodshed, pure evil. And it said HRC, pure evil, and they had table 29 and stuff. And the 29th minute of that video was talking about a different prostitution ring with Clinton's global prostitution. Mm-hmm. They made tie in this, but they did, and this is, you know, alleged, but there are some photographs from underneath of these TVs and some figures like sitting down, all wearing the same kind of uniform. Like, and it appears to be, you know, underground or underneath something. Now that could be Greater St. James. It could be here. Apparently the gold dome they're showing there blew off in a storm.
Exactly. But right down here, I don't know if you can see down in the kind of, there is a black, let me zoom in even more on that. There's actually a road going in right there.
Right there,
And there's some kind of, I don't know if that's is that a block? Is that a door? What is that?
Box, or is that, you know, an entrance?
Exactly, and people are speculating about this, and you know it's pretty interesting. I do have some other footage too from there, and it shows that that's a paved road going in there too. By the way, so that's not like some just little dirt road to get to something. It's a paved road, and it's almost directly underneath this temple structure. You can see that it's a pretty tall.
You stuck it on
cliff.
The high ground, and you can see how far it goes to the sea level there.
Exactly. Yeah.
The construction plan I saw for Greater St. James, he wanted to have an underground pool, like swimming pool and tunnels.
And they did have, admittedly, an underground theater, by the way. Was started on that, so that we know that they had underground-type facilities there.
Oh, they can watch himself doing what he's doing.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Disgusting. Well, I mean, now we're getting to the speculative zone, and which is maybe 100% correct. I don't know. But I just want to make sure that's clearly divided from all the other things I was just saying that I can
show
the paperwork for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't know what's down there, if there's a down there, because no one's been on the island. There have been drone footages and stuff, but if something's underground, drone's not going to show you that. Are those beds in there? What is that?
I don't know. This is just from like 4 days ago. But again, it's been redone in there. So you have to, after the hurricane that blew off everything, they've redone like a ton of shit in there. I think they even might have redone this back in after the first time he was convicted. They're like, oh shit, okay, this could just blow up. Let's just. I mean, you had the fire on the island. Did we talk about that yet? That
it's
burned.
Weird and... because what earlier it was showing, it looked like somebody took a four wheeler and gone and done a bunch of like loops or whatever. But there's a rock formation with shells and stuff that looks just like the New Mexico Ranch. From above, some sort of symbol or whatever. This guy had a god complex, though. I mean, freeze his brain and penis.
Ooh. The egg penis.
Yeah. He wanted to freeze the egg penis, his little head and little head and big head. Well, how about that? Man, that's kind of creepy that drones can spy on people like this, though. I mean,
in this
I don't
case,
care
it's,
about
it, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could really be voyeuristic with that. I don't really like. That looks nasty in there.
Yes, it does. Now, they said that this was like, it's just a piano room or something like that, but I don't know.
The music room, yeah. So it's soundproofed, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, for perfect recording. I don't know. It's very strange.
Maybe it was. I mean, but why? I don't know. You got to go in the middle of an island in the Caribbean to play the piano. But
and they, I mean, because you can't. No, but any is that the box then? That's interesting. Let me go back there. Okay, so is that there's an entrance there. There's a little hut there. Look at that. So this is that. But I remember this is strange. It says that this is from August 2019. One of the videos that I saw had a paved road going into this. Let me just go back and see if they follow through.
I think I saw that on like July 12th or something. There's one with it actually has a green roof as well, not white, but it does have the green walls that I remember seeing as well. And it had a paved road and it had rocks lining the side.
Because this is not paved. Yeah, this is obviously not a paved road.
Electric utility box.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So is that all it is? Yeah, maybe that's all it is. Maybe there's something else. Maybe
one somewhere if you're out in the middle of.
Yeah, I mean, maybe there's other places. I mean, again, we do know there was some construction footage of that underground theater when that was being built, and that was actually going quite a good distance into the mountain.
We got the blueprints is the thing. So, like, whether they have finished it or not,
yeah,
that was the goal. And he was doing it on Greater St. James as well, which I think might become the bigger treasure trove than this little hut.
Interesting.
He would come from St. Thomas by helicopter out here. What I really want to find is the stash with all the blackmail, you know. But I'm sure people went behind him and scrubbed that. And when they were done with that, they got rid of him.
Yeah, no, that's very true. And, I mean, they did find those CDs as well in his New York mansion, right? There was, like, names with the girls or, like, girl one or something. And then, like, and all this was redacted, obviously, whose names it was. But that's clear evidence that they were actually filming and using these girls to, for blackmail purposes.
I wonder how old that was, too, because CD burning kind of, you'd think it'd be on a thumb drive or something, right? Or DVD or Blu-ray or whatever.
Don't underestimate the boomer, Ryan.
I guess so.
CD-ROM.
Maybe just
I don't know.
They
could be old. Obviously, they could be from 98, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he could have been doing this all the way, the whole time.
Yeah.
And we know that Jesline had joined him, and they were meeting with MC2 models back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So it just kind of, the case gets started in 2005, but it was so hard to prosecute. I can't remember if you said this or if it was when I was on a Ralph retort, but some of the police department there in Florida and the prosecutor and the DA, all of them were, you know, getting yanked off the case. And we know that he donated a lot of money to these departments. And so it took them a while, to get the right people and make the right case, all throughout 2007 before they could really nab him. In 2008, and then even then, you know, he never really went to prison, and it wasn't, and he got immunity. It was worse. It was like he got yawned a sweetheart deal, because he just connected too many powerful people. And he bragged about it. He bragged about it to his victims, saying, I do this to own people, to get power over these people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Pimping out these girls.
Admitted strategy. I mean, this is like the gift of the conspiracy theorists out there being handed something like this. And the way that it intersects with the rich and powerful, it definitely vindicates a lot of people that have been talking about this kind of stuff for years. And again, I mean, I think that there's a Nexium connection. There's multiple rings that we haven't even, that we don't even know about, that haven't even been exposed, that are probably like tied into all of these different things. It doesn't mean that Epstein is highest up the ladder, you know? Group,
and they're tied to Nexium, and that's Leslie Wexner. I mean, that's Claire Bronfman pleaded guilty already.
Yeah.
So, and Seagram's Liquor is tied to the Bear Stearns takeover of St. Joe's Minerals.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes to the Bronfmans because he's the one that set up Gillespie. So
yeah,
it's all in those map videos. I'm telling you, like it's a confusing the first couple times maybe,
mm-hmm.
but you can see this web and it's just like Israeli here, Israeli there, spy here, rapist here. You know, sometimes spy rapist. If you this map here, I'll show all these circles that. You see these like orange and pink circles. Those are cases of rape, pedophilia, homosexual blackmail, etc. You know, and these yellow ones are financial things. Whites are people. Look, there aren't that many people on there. Look at all this orange and pink, you know, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
And then below I've got his, some more financial shenanigans, you know,
look at this. Here's some activity on the island here from July. Also from, I want to credit this here, Rusty Shackleford's footage here. Epstein's Pedophile Island, Little St. James, USVI on water, July 2019, first part of three. That's shipping containers, all kinds of stuff. They're beginning to...
Oh, they're getting rid of things.
They're getting rid of things, exactly. And I mean,
shipping containers getting loaded? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean again, this could this be police? Initially, we heard that the island was being raided, for example, right? So, what did they get any data at that point? Did they get any evidence? I haven't heard about that. So,
I think probably so, since there's a million pages of discovery.
Yeah,
it's more than just a New York rape mansion.
Yes,
and they hit New Mexico. They got him on his way back from Paris. But his lawyers seemed to have everything together, so someone tipped him off while he was on the plane.
Yeah.
So when he landed, he already had his defense together. But they got into New York pretty quickly. And all. It's just there's so much money, and it's so easy to bribe these people and make it go away. And that's probably what's going to happen. But, you know, I'm not going to let it go. You're not going to let it go. And we have evidence, just like we have for the housing bubble and the bailouts and all that. Like, people need to know what went down. And this is different. This is for whatever reason, like stealing billions of dollars and raping kids is something that there's just not enough money in the world. People are like, nope. FBI agents, cops like, nah, you raped a child. That's I'm not looking the other way for that. I don't care what you pay me. And boy, man, this could go all the way to the top.
It could. And obviously, again, that's why we're talking about this.
Victoria's Secret. Like, no one should buy from Victoria's
Secret. No, exactly. God damn it. I mean, it's even like giving girls like, you know, bad stuff. I mean, it's these people are horrible. It's absolutely despicable. These are predators. They're preying on young girls. They're helping to sexualize the culture. The inner environment that these monsters have, Ryan, that you know, the inner environment that these people have, the inner psychology, they won't be happy until the world is as dirty as they are. Like, if the world is as dirty on the outside as they are as the inside, then they'll finally feel at home, right? That's why they're perverting everything, hypersexualizing everything. You know what I mean?
Look at what Dershowitz, that clip you played of Dershowitz. He moved from, I've gotten, murderers acquitted. Like, just, I've been able to do this. And then he said, well, my accuser hasn't said it face to face. She's only hidden behind litigation. Like, yeah, she's behind litigation. Lawyer with a position at Harvard, who you raped. She doesn't want to see you face to face.
She was literally afraid of the guy. They had been threatening her. He had hired goons to go after her and stuff like that. You know, there's like a lot of fishy stuff with this. You know, it's totally understandable why she didn't want to do that, to be honest.
It's not rape if you wear your underwear.
Yeah, you can just put them on your head, and you know, you're good. You're good to go.
I hope it comes out. It's probably not that, but that would be hilarious if he died by hanging himself with his underwear. It'd be poetic justice, you know. Whoever got hired to kill him, if they're like, I'm gonna hang this SOB by his underwear, just because, you know, he's like, probably nobody likes a child rapist anyway, and they're probably already in there for life, so it doesn't matter if they get caught either. So you know, murder, suicide, doesn't matter. He's still out of the picture.
Yeah.
So. You know,
yep. but it's amazing.
If it's a murder, there's will always be the question of, oh, were you hired or whatever. So if they can make it look like a suicide, all the better for them.
Yeah.
But even if they messed up, it's some life for her anyway. I mean, he was in the same prison with like El Chapo and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But what was it? Jim Goetz says something. He was in the same cell. I forget who it was. It was some like
a former a cop killer, right?
Yeah. What? Was
or
it?
A policeman who had murdered people or something.
Yeah, exactly. It was something like that. Damn it, I forgot that. It slipped my mind. New York Times piece says here, Mr. Epstein hanged himself. The official said he was found roughly 6:30 a.m. Saturday at the Metropolitan Correction Center in Manhattan and was taken to hospital where he was pronounced dead. The Federal Bureau of Prisons said in a statement, and his brain is missing, too, by the way, just like JFK's. No, I'm just joking. But,
no
you know,
way.
I'm just joking. No, but, you know, I'm sure there'll be weird things like this, right? If you wanted it frozen, I wondered if he paid for that already, right? So maybe he'll be at some cryo bot in like 2086.
What's going to happen to his island online. And his properties and stuff? I wonder who he left it to.
Yeah. Les Wexner. I mean, it was actually a lot of questions about how Epstein got his money. I saw a bunch of like, again, damage control articles here. I guess it's the trash heap on the island here. Sums it up. Look at that. Is that a bulldozer or something? Yeah, I think it's a bulldozer there.
Tobacco, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, what was I saying?
About Les Wexner.
Yeah, there was a kind of a damage control in terms of Epstein where they said, well, it's false to call him a billionaire. We don't really know where he got his money from and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And, I mean, it could be that as we've clarified already, he was obviously working on behalf of other people. He was a front man for a much bigger organization and a ring and an agenda.
He's the plausible deniability. He's the layer of distance.
Yep.
And he was there to set up a blackmail ring. And, of course, these people, they made the cardinal sin in drug dealing. He's dipping in your own supply. And he was dipping in his own supply all the time. But the stories I've heard about them going to clubs in Paris, the three of them, Maxwell and Jean-Luc and Epstein would go and like roofie a girl and be like, we're going to fuck a model tonight and just like bring her in the limo and go back and rape. They had orgies together. Like these people are
getting away with it.
Their psychology is so far removed from human regular people.
Yeah.
That it's hard to imagine anyone can think or behave like this. But this
that's why people don't believe it, Ryan. That's why people disassociate themselves from it. No, it's right? impossible. No one would do that. No one is that evil. But it's like, guess what? People are not like, they don't think like you. There are predators, monsters out there.
Abu Ghraib raped children, recorded it, and played the screams for their parents. I mean, that was played to the U.S. Congress. Mm. You can look that up.
Yeah.
Seymour Hersh wrote the story, same guy that broke the My Lai Massacre of Vietnam, talking about Iraqi rape rooms in Abu Ghraib. And, you know, McCain and a lot of these people got to listen to that. I can't imagine that. Like,
yeah.
Young Iraqi boys sodomized and raped, recorded it, used the screams as sleep deprivation to other inmates. They're just torturing people in there. And what they did is they showed everyone the most mild end of the spectrum of the naked pyramids and dogs barking at people's genitalia and hoods on their heads and stuff, which is also bad. But that was like the most mild part of a large spectrum of evil that the public got to all concentrate on this little slither. And argue about whether it's torture or enhanced interrogation, yada, yada, yada. But they were doing things. They were popping people's eardrums, organ failure, torture, drilling, whipping, all that was going on.
Yeah.
And rape kids. And, like, why would you rape? Why? Why? And we know DynCorp got busted drugging and raping their own employees.
Sex trafficking.
Sex trafficking.
They kidnapped people.
Yep.
Friends. Yep.
So this is normal for this group of people.
This is how they run the world. These are also the people, Ryan, that are moralizing.
The organ trade, right? I mean, not only are they raping people, they murder people for organs.
Yeah.
just to try and live longer.
It was actually a Swedish paper that wrote about that many years ago. They were actually focusing on Israel there. There was a huge scandal in Sweden. They said that there was organ harvesting done by, like, Palestinian kids and stuff were kidnapped and like had their kidneys cut out and stuff like that. Livers.
Taking their corneas and things. Yeah,
to give to rich Israelis, essentially, so they can continue to live.
Do you remember PNAC wrote about making racially specific bioweapons to wipe out Arabs? And not only, like, that's disgusting already, but they thought it's okay to publish something like that. And yeah. I guess it was, because nothing happened.
Nothing came of it.
Like, yeah, why don't we just make some sort of, like, disease or something to just target them? And oh, gosh.
This footage is really jittery. It's too bad. He has a good view there, but it's very jittery. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so also keep in mind that, you know, we're talking about this elite clique, and I want people out there to know that, you know, these are the people that are moralizing over, like, you know, again, like people who, you know, it's like nationalists or whatever, or people, you know, people that don't want to globalize, they don't want to open their borders, or, you know, they're waving their finger about white supremacy or shit like this. I mean, it's like
whatever you do, they'll just call you a racist. President Trump's a racist. Nancy Pelosi's a racist. Joe Biden's a racist. Everybody's a racist. That's their weapon. And I found it baffling, like, okay, fine, like, I'm not going to deperson somebody for being racist. It's not something I agree with. But why is it more morally reprehensible to be racist, like actual racist, not who like would, just wanting borders? That's not racist. But
someone said,
who
would you rather live neighbor to? Sorry to interrupt, but a racist or a rapist? You know, it's like,
I mean, which is worse? Somebody that, you know, thinks his race is superior to others, or someone that actually murders people and, like?
But that, even that is like the phony. Even that is the phony definition now too. We're talking about people that like basically just like are trying to expose the replacement population agenda by the UN. They're being called racist. They don't even have a bone in their body. They think that there is a racial hierarchy or claim that someone's better than another one. It can just be the mildest oppositions to globalism. That's, oh, you're racist. Right. You know what I mean?
If you're, because replacement is racist, like to whites. So you're being anti-racist by saying, I don't want that to happen. And so by fighting against that, not wanting the third world to, you know, invade and wreck the economies and cultures and things of the first. And it doesn't matter if it's a different race or not. You could have the exact same race that's third world coming in the first world. It would still cause the same problems. But, you know, it's weird to me that somebody like Dr. Duke, let's say, who is such a pariah, he's, you know, like so toxic on TV, whatever. Like if you're associated with him at all, you're just basically literally Hitler or whatever. But he's anti-war. He doesn't want to go to war with Syria. He did not want to cause slavery in Libya. He didn't want any of these bad things. But he's considered worse than some neocon who quote unquote not racist, but it's okay with giving Al-Qaeda a country and murdering hundreds of thousands of people and starving people to death and all that, like starvation and war and torture and rape. That's all like, you can have those positions and you can still work and everything, but, you know, say the wrong adjective or whatever. And then, oh my gosh, you're Hitler.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's an, it's an effective deterrent or like a distraction essentially. And again, if you can moralize against people and just claim, look over there, these are the bad guys. These are like, and again, we're talking about people that have no political influence. They don't hold any power. They can't really do anything. They're just voicing their opinions. That's all they have essentially. Right. And you have a whole establishment, a globalist elite funded by 1% millionaires and billionaires going around with organizations like the ADL and SPLC, shutting down independent media, again, wagging their dirty finger in your face, saying this shouldn't be on the Internet. Right. I mean, it's disgusting.
Yes. I mean, if you oppose Israel's ethnic cleansing and racial colonization, bulldozing homes and snipers shooting children in the groin and in the shooting them in the balls and the eyes and the knees and just murdering babies, setting houses on fire, arsons that only get 10 months detention, that kind of thing. When I point out what Israel is doing to Palestinians, what they try to do in Lebanon, what their support for Al-Qaeda in Syria, etc., I get labeled with hate speech
Yeah.
When they're the ones supporting ethnic cleansing and racial colonization. I mean, they're it's like they scream out in pain as they beat you kind of thing, because that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, like, you're supporting murder, land annexation, starvation in Yemen, the poorest country in the Middle East being pummeled by the Saudis and stuff. And they don't care. Like, as long as there's a lot of money behind it, then that opinion's okay. Oh, you want to firebomb Fallujah with MK-77? Go ahead. You want to use white phosphorus and chemical weapons? You can do that. But if it happens in Syria by Al-Qaeda, we're just going to blame it on Assad and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
It's weird to me. And all they want to talk about is race, this, sex, this, sexual orientation, this. I'm like, I don't care about that. You're raping people.
Of course. And again, it's one end is a deflection, but it's also these mental mechanisms that they build up, rhetorical ones as psychological mechanisms to prevent people from fighting back, essentially, against, you know, the globalization process and the destruction of homogeneity among primarily Western nations. You know, we were seeing this agenda. We're seeing that it's just they're creating utter chaos, right? And they're the ones that are benefiting from this. They want a global order. They want this to be essentially homogenized everywhere where they are in control. And they're using different agendas in different places. In the Middle East, they're literally like dropping bombs and stuff. But again, keep in mind that they wrecked Greece's economy. They took out Gaddafi. They did all these things before the migrant invasion started, the migrant crisis started.
Oh, well, guess
all these things in place to, you know, execute this plan, you know?
Back on this map, when we're talking about the Bronfman family, Edgar and Charles Bronfman, and the United Jewish Appeal and United Israel Appeal, guess what they do? And they illegally got government money for this, by the way, for the United States money subsidizing them. Part of their role is supposed to be starting for moving Jewish diaspora to Israel because of World War II or whatever. But they're involved in repatriating and moving around migrants and the refugee crisis. And they're getting government money not to bring refugees to Israel.
Nope.
But to put them all over mostly European states.
Of course, yeah.
And if they hadn't helped with Gaddafi and given Al-Qaeda a country, which reinstituted actual slavery, like there was slavery in Northern Africa in 2011.
Oh, it's still going on in some countries, for Christ's sake. There was a report coming out just the other day.
In Mali. It's happening in Mali right now. Yeah. The Tuareg are being rounded up. And
yeah, but instead of they're looking at the 1860s in America and beating this as a stick over the head of white people today.
This one right here, right? That war wasn't about slavery. I'm not going to get into all that.
Yeah, I know. But we get the point.
It's if people, you know, want to step, I will debate anybody on the Civil War. In the American Civil War.
Yeah.
You know, I tell people it's just like this flag. This doesn't represent bombing Hiroshima or anything like that. It's just an American flag. You know, it's yes, they did do that and it's terrible, but that's flags aren't so simply you just pick all the bad things and say that's what they represent. But they try to do that because these people want to destroy your heritage. They're raping history. They don't want you to have a history. They don't want you to have a folk. They don't want you to have any identity other than the one they assign you.
Yeah.
Hey, that's how you break culture down.
Exactly. Absolutely. You're 100%. I totally agree. It's just despicable what is being done and the fact that they're shutting down people's ability of fighting back against this. I mean, we know what's going on. It's essentially nationalism versus globalism, just to boil it down to the most simplest equation that we can. And there's a new guard specifically in Europe with Hungary and Salvini and Italy and stuff. They're kind of beginning fighting back against the Eurocrats and the global order and stuff like that. But I wanted to switch over real quick to this here. And again, they're worried about this, folks. They want, that's why they're going after internet. They're shutting things down. The word is spreading about what they're doing. But check this one out. Exclusive Yahoo News, right? FBI document warns conspiracy theories are a new domestic terrorism threat. They even list the actual document in there. And what's interesting about the actual document, it's even in the subheading. It says anti-government and then identity-based, which we know what that means, and fringe political conspiracy theories very likely motivate some domestic extremism, commit criminal, sometimes violent activity. And just, you know, think about how all this connected together. This is the story. I just happened to click back to the homepage on Yahoo News. And what's the top story they have right now? Jeffrey Epstein's death is a perfect storm for conspiracy theories. this is the new terrorism of sitting here and speculating about what it is that they're doing. And again, I think that they've targeted conspiracy theories not because everyone is true and that the accuracy of people discussing them or most people discussing them are like totally logical and sane and it all is true. I think it's because it's enough of a kind of to drive a splinter into some people's minds that leads to a much wider crack, so to speak, later on in terms of opening your mind to the different possibilities and thinking outside of the box, essentially. That's why they hate conspiracy theories, because people are coming across information, researching and thinking outside of the box and not just trusting what they're being told. And so it doesn't matter
because they're true. Like Iran-Contra was a conspiracy that involved the United States and Israel. They were moving contraband first to Iran, and then they were using proceeds from that to finance another illegal misadventure in Nicaragua, paying the Contras to kill Sandinistas. And publicly, we're supposed to be against the Contras. Privately, we were actually financing them, training their pilots, arming them, all of that. And that happened for years. And we murdered 40,000 people in Nicaragua. And it wasn't until a CIA plane crashed with the goods on board that it unraveled. And we had this long trial with Ollie North and Anthony Poindexter and all this. And people were convicted of conspiracy. The same architects of Iran-Contra, the Gorbanifars and Michael Ledeens of the world, later pop up again in the Iraq War, which was another conspiracy, because they didn't just mistakenly think they had weapons of mass destruction. They knew there weren't no weapons. They made it up. And the reason we know that it was deception rather than just really, really, really bad incompetence or something is the Niger forgeries. And that involved Michael Ledeen and IRMAP. They've done a FOIA request, and we have 600 pages of documents on this now. We knew anyway from really brilliant work from people like Justin Raimondo of antiwar.com, who passed away a couple months ago.
That's right. I saw that. Yeah, sadly. Yeah.
He was all over the Niger forgeries back in the day. And when you forge a document, they were trying to say that Saddam Hussein was buying yellow cake uranium or oxidized uranium from Niger and the Congo as well. Which is something you need in the process of building nuclear bombs. And then Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney and all, they went on with Tim Russert and said, we can't let the smoking gun be a mushroom cloud. He's reconstituted his nuclear weapons program. He means Saddam Hussein. And it was all based on this information that was deception, because they had an obsolete foreign minister sign the document, so which is impossible because he wasn't even there. So they didn't even forge the right person's name. There were obsolete military seals. Date references were wrong. It was a really sloppy job. And it went through the pipe from Italy. Was from Mel Sibler. And Mel Sibler is who, he's one of these Jewish billionaires, by the way, set up the Louis Libby Defense Fund, right? And Louis Libby, who was dating Judith Miller at the time, his real name is Louis Leibowitz, by the way, Scooter Libby, they sometimes call him, was another PNAC member and Iraq War architect. This guy wrote a fantasy book called The Apprentice, where underage Japanese girls were thrown in a cage and raped by a bear.
Jeez.
So fantasizing about bestiality and pedophilia. He was the lawyer for Mark Rich. See how this all comes back into a big circle? Mark Rich and Pinky Screen, who were caught in human trafficking, right?
Jeez.
And then in that click, of course, is Richard Perl, who's another Israeli spy, Total Data Awareness Program, which predicated Promise, which predicated Pegasus, right? These guys are disgusting. But the thing is, Iran-Contra's conspiracy, WMDs were a conspiracy, creating Al-Qaeda out of the Mujahideen. That was a covert operation. Every covert operation ever is a conspiracy. You just call them, you don't call them conspiracy theories. We call them covert operations. Mm. But what is it, right? You got a bunch of people spending millions, sometimes billions of dollars, which is illegal according to the world community, to covertly do acts of state-sponsored terrorism. That's all it is. So they hate conspiracy because they don't want you to look at Saudi royal family paying middlemen to pay hijackers in 9/11 or something. That has been shown by our own FBI's own documents, right? Like, there are plenty of real conspiracies, plenty of financial conspiracies. People get convicted. The mafia gets convicted all the time. There is laws on the books of conspiracy. Epstein was on charges of conspiracy. Okay, of grooming and witness tampering and rape, and that was one of the charges was conspiracy. Like, it's not some like Fruit Loopy Alex Jones thing. There are weird, you know, quote unquote conspiracies, like Elvis is still alive or whatever, you know, but you cannot just blanketly reject conspiracy as a category, nor should you just blanketly accept them all either. There are a lot of really goofy conspiracies, but
yeah.
Conspiracy is normal. That's how the world works. Every major intelligence operation, agency, engages in covert ops, whether it's the Mossad, the CIA, sometimes the Mossad and the CIA, MI6 or GID or FSB or before that, KGB and so on. They all do this. There's financial conspiracies. There are coups. They tried a coup de grace in Venezuela recently and failed. Oh my gosh, this is so sick. I'm totally against the socialism and stupid policies of Venezuela and fixing prices and all that. There's a lot of things of their own fault, but a ship of food aid was intercepted by the United States and was not allowed to give food to desperate people in Venezuela. Tell me how that at all is justifiable. You know, it's disgusting. Sanctions are an act of war. And so, like, for them to start going after conspiracies, they're not worried about the Alex Jones stuff of saying microwave your dollar bills or bunkers in New Zealand or gay frogs or any of that. They're worried about people like me telling you real life conspiracies with proof. And that's what YouTube's going to censor and already is actually, all the social media and stuff, they're going to say, oh, well, you're engaging in a conspiracy and that's linked to like white supremacy or whatever. And somebody shot somebody somewhere and we're going to blame it all on that. It's as dumb as when I was a kid in the '80s, they started blaming teen suicides on Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Based on nothing other than the correlation of teens killing themselves.
Satanic panic and all this stuff.
Played Dungeons and Dragons. A lot of kids did it.
Exactly. And the thing too is, right, and for some reason, we actually lost a video feed going into my video software here right now. I have you on the laptop still. I think you can see our feed. We can't see you, unfortunately.
I saw a dead zone for a minute.
It's just gone black, so I don't know what's going on there. So anyway, but there are a couple of more things I want to just sneak in here before we start wrapping up. But I think my point there, too, is it's enough with people that what I'm saying is the Alex Joneses are beneficial in the sense that they might, and this is my point earlier, of just opening up this of the questioning process, you know, or whether it's David Icke or, you know, any of these popular kind of conspiracy theorists. That ultimately helps if people continue and follow through and continue to ask questions and do their own research and all this stuff. I think that will, you know, people will navigate forward to the nuggets of truth that's out there and within things. And so that's why they've been so vehement in shutting down and censoring some of these, like, you know, from big to small, you know, YouTubers and stuff like that as well. But as we saw that article, you know, it's like they are terrorist stamping what they're calling conspiracy theories now, because they want to totally shut down people's ability to think outside of the box, question things, have any level of like independent thinking, essentially. That's what the ultimate crime is. Now they can blame it, as you said, on like saying, well, the people are committing crime in its name. It's like, give me a break. I mean, there's people in every single field that have mental cases that freak out and kill people. Like,
nobody's done more of this domestic terrorism than the FBI itself. There are so many entrapment cases of the FBI getting some double-digit IQ, like highly manipulatable Shlomo to go make something go bang or whatever. Like, the FBI is, I mean, they knew in 1993 that there was a terror cell planning to attack the World Trade Center and had an informant in the cell and pull them off the case.
Check this one out. I showed this yesterday in the Flashback Friday show. Family says man charged in FBI right-wing terror sting is mentally ill, incapable of attack. This is in Oklahoma, where they had another bombing, coincidentally, back in the 90s, early mid-90s. Jerry Drake Varnell had bipolar schizophrenia disorder or whatever they called it. You know, this is so common. They have done this to Muslims. They've done it to right-wingers. They've done it to many other factions as well, and it's all being used in an excuse to clamp down on guns, on information, on conspiracy, on online
That's
discussion.
OKC too. The Oklahoma City bombing, if people remember, was allegedly based on the Turner Diaries by Dr. William Pierce, who was the head of this of the National Alliance, now National Alliance, National Vanguard. He had a fictional book where the Murrow Building was bombed by the organization or whatever. And not only the National Alliance, but War, the White Aryan Resistance, and Tom Metzger and all these other groups, they basically, like any neo-Nazi clannish type group they could think of, was responsible for the Oklahoma City bombing, is what they initially tried to say. And they're like, well, McVeigh based it on that. And his own testimony was he was mad that, you know, the U.S. Used chemical weapons on their own people at Waco. Andre Strassmeyer was in the Ryder truck. L.A. Times saw the footage of two people, not just McVeigh. Like, that whole story is not what people have been heard. But all on TV for a long time, they also tried to blame that entire event on white supremacists and get a nice big budget and stuff. But
yeah,
there were more feds in the group than there were neo-Nazis.
Well, exactly. That's just it. You know, the KKK or something shows up, and it's just a bunch of informants and, like, you know, federal mm-hmm. operatives, essentially. It's a joke at this point, you know. But, yes, we've talked about some of that, and it's fascinating how all these things are coming together and the way that, you know, this case with Epstein now is kind of blending into this idea of, like, criminalizing conspiracy theories in a time when more of them are being revealed all the time. It's just absolutely fascinating. What else, Ryan? We're going to wrap up here in a little bit. Do you think it's important to get out about the Epstein case specifically or other individuals that are tied to him? Again, I'm sorry we've lost your video feed, so I can't pull you up anymore for some reason. This has happened like once before, very rare, but let us know if there's something else. We want to plug your stuff, obviously, but go ahead.
I'm not a pretty face or whatever anyway. They just want to hear what I'm saying, probably.
It's fine. It's fun to see who's talking, you know, but it's fine. Go ahead.
I'm just trying to make it not so bad with the video feed.
Yeah.
We have these maps and whatnot. I think Ghislaine Maxwell's trial is going to get going here in 5-6 days. It's 3 a.m. here, so it's 5 days from now here. But the shoe could still drop there. And Epstein's not over either. Like, he's dead, and that's going to prevent him from plea bargaining and ratting and so on. But we already have a lot of info, and there are a million pages of discovery. So don't get too blackpilled, because they do want to go after Ehud Barat. And I'm fine with that. Like, that guy's terrible. And I don't like BB or anything, but there's nothing better when the cockroaches start eating each other. And this is a case of infighting. And I just got a big bag of popcorn for it because it's disgusting. And it's also raised the consciousness more than ever before, because we had the Rather Than Rape ring, there was the Hampstead rape ring, there's been the, you know, Larry Franklin rape ring. Like, these things have happened and faded. But this Epstein case, because one side thought it was Trump, the other side thought it was Clinton, got all the, like, tribal party loyalists or whatever involved, that this finally got attention on mainstream media. And so people are now, I mean, look, people are independently sending drones to Little St. James and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
wonderful.
Like,
yeah,
never great. Have I seen so much energy into investigating one of these cults. Like, even NXIVM, right? That's a major story anyway, and kind of was flying under the radar, but because it's tied to Bronfman, which is tied to Epstein, thanks to these maps and whatnot, now people are looking at NXIVM too. And they should, you know, and it's not, and I'm telling you, it's going to keep expanding because people are still interested in this, even though Epstein's dead, Wexner's alive, Maxwell's alive, and, you know, they need to subpoena a lot of these people that were part of the grooming and sex trafficking for this pedophilia ring. So, you know, I wouldn't get too disheartened. Like, there's still a lot of heads to roll besides Acosta losing his labor secretary position. Like, some real consequences could still come out of this. And if not, like, at least in the alternative media, while we still have it, you know, we can get it down for the history books and stuff. And people need to realize, like, these groups are they don't care about Jews or Israel or whatever. Like, this is just a place for them to use as a base of operations for their own personal greed and power. That's all it is. They don't give a damn about settlers or Palestinians or any of it. It's just an excuse. It's like, oh yeah, we're doing it for that or whatever. And it's a way of getting a government involved in subsidizing their own shenanigans of a group of billionaire child molesting pedophiles. So we cannot let this go. You can't say Epstein's dead 2 weeks from now, forget about the story.
Yeah, so hopefully there's no like other mass shooting or something that's just going to totally cover that up. That's what people speculated about first. I'm actually using I'm using my iPad to film my laptop. How about that, Ryan, to get your
image? Oh, I am on there.
Watch what you're doing. You're on air. No.
I was looking down at my map.
Yeah. No, that's good. Yeah, so the image from this is horrible because I'm literally filming the laptop screen with this camera. But anyway.
See, anytime I'm on, we got to go ghetto with the production.
The tech, what the hell? We're being hacked real time. Yeah, I don't know. It's happened a handful of times before the NDI connection just dropped off. The software is overloaded or something. But yeah, anyway. But Ryan, let me. Where are you? There you are. BitChute, of course, is a great source now for people to go to check that out. I guess we could just show that while we're talking here, too. You do have a backup channel on YouTube as well. But again, BitChute. Is it Ry Dawson just on BitChute or what is it? Ry Dawson, right?
Is it Ry Dawson or Ryan Dawson? I think if you just Google my name, it's Ry. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. It'll pop up in there. And my backup YouTube, because some people in New Zealand and Australia can't see BitChute without a VPN.
Yeah, they've got to use a VPN.
It's called Raina Kawa. I took my babysitter's YouTube away from her. I gave her my Twitter for a while. She got drunk with power, though, and started spamming about Japan. But it's called Raina Kawa, R-E-N-A space K-A-W-A. Kawa means river, Raina Rivers. That's my YouTube for now because I can't post on my main. And even when I do, I'm just going to say, hi, I have a new video on BitChute. Click the link below. I'm not even going to say what it's about because I can't risk anything.
Yeah. No, it's
that's very hard. Understood. Really. And I'll tell you what, other guys that like the other Ryan from The Last American Vagabond or Adam Green, or they're not getting censored yet, but they will. And so
I certainly hope not. But
hope I'm wrong. But like, they are going to get censored. So they're already demonetized. And Red Elephants too, they monetize. They're gonna get it because I'll tell you what, the anti-war left is next. You think you're safe? You think it's just the libertarians and conservatives and stuff getting it? Nah, they're coming after you. They're coming after the Jimmy Dores and all of you.
But, yeah.
Oh, there's Ari Scher and George Steinhardt right there.
Yeah, this is from the video we're talking about. Check that out. It's called Epstein Maps. I haven't seen the whole thing yet. I want to take a look at it and see what you come up with. That's very, very interesting research, Ryan. But, thank you, man, for coming on. I really appreciate it. It was great having you on here. Kind of a good, decent expose, really, of what we're looking at. Again, I can't believe that they killed him. That's where I stand at this point. They killed him. Some people speculate he's been hauled off to another happy island somewhere and then, taken care of.
Cyprus, where he can rape some more women and get away with it.
Well, who knows, right? Exactly.
Those are a couple of the kids. They look how young they are.
Jesus. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, Ryan.
The whole map, by the way, if you want the maps, they're on ANC Report. You can just, they're really big files, but you can have them. So.
Where were they again, you said? ANCReport.com?
Yeah, ANCReport.com. Just type Epstein in the search. You know what? I'll go put them up like on the front page. Just go to ANCReport.com.
Yeah, let me plug that in real quick so I can show that to you. I wasn't prepared with having that up here. Come on, why aren't you not? It's loading a little slow there, but that's fine. Here we go, folks. ANC report, antineoconreport.com. He'll have it up there, too, for those maps. But Ryan,
well, I have the Nagasaki bomb because it's the anniversary, but like after that.
Sure, yeah. And it's the anniversary of the Sky King today as well.
Remember? It's the anniversary of Jeff Epstein dying, too. Ha-ha.
Yep, exactly. There's a lot of things. Well, one of those will go into Valhalla, and the other one will rot in hell, I think, to be honest. So we'll see what happens there. But
I hope they go to Valhalla and just get freaking, like, every finisher move of every warrior ever done to them.
All right. Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate it. It was great having
Thanks
you on.
On.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Last minute, had to ad lib and all, but
yeah.
No, we were gonna do this like later in the week anyway. So.
Exactly. I figured let's just get you on and do it now because it's breaking and stuff like that. But yeah, we had a good chunk of people watching too. So thank you, Ryan. I'm gonna wrap up here with you offline. But yeah, say anything else you want to leave us with? Go ahead and do that now before we let you go.
You know, I want to tell people I'm coming to Europe. Actually, my first time. I'm gonna be in London on the 22nd, and then I'm going to Ireland for McCain's annual death day on the 25th. There's a pro Assange rally. We're going to be protesting at Google and talking to them and stuff. So if you're in the UK or Ireland, I will be there in a couple weeks. And we've got a campaign. It's already been funded, but I'm trying to also bring Michael Darr, my co-host, as well. So all those links and stuff are on ANC Report. And you should get in there, you guys, and see some of these maps that are on BitChute and whatnot. And it's important, and spread this information everywhere. And also, you know, the other people that are digging into this, Adam Green, Amazing Polly, this is a YouTuber, like, they've been in the Q community as well. And they got, what was the guy, Rusty?
Shackleford, drone footage. Yeah. Rusty Shackleford. Yeah.
You know, everybody's contributing different stuff. You know, somebody's into the financial stuff. Somebody wants to drone, you know, the island, whatever. Make sure you back up these channels, or
yes,
you save these videos, because you never know when they take, when they come, they just give you three strikes all in one day and you're gone.
Yep. That's right.
So they're backing stuff up of your
bookmark
favorite,
if they have websites or, you know, others, social media accounts and stuff. Yep. Absolutely. It's horrendous.
All right. I'm going to bounce. Thank you.
Right,
so much,
Ryan.
Man.
Thank you, Mitch. Really appreciate it. Have a good one. Thank you, man. Thank you.
You too. Peace.
All right. There we go. I'm going to put that. So I was doing it. I was holding my iPad, which I can patch in a camera with to get him in. So I have no idea what happened. That's happened a couple of times before. It's just kind of the network connection or something. I don't know what happened, folks. But anyway, we managed to get it done anyway. So thank you, everybody, for watching. Great having you here. We had a good bunch of people tuning in. It's a huge, huge story. This, obviously, and as I began with in the beginning, I can't believe that they've done this, to be honest. But that's what it is. They have no consideration whatsoever for what they probably think are just the dumb sheeple out there, in terms of what they will think or speculate. They will just, you know, they control and operate the media. They will just shut it down, essentially. They will just say, well, you know, we just call it a conspiracy theory and, you know, we're fine. Don't worry about it. We can essentially just do whatever the hell we want. That's the attitude that they have, and they think they're going to get away with it. But the thing is, I don't think they are. That's the other thing. I do think that much more is going to come out of this. And I think in terms of, I mean, I know that there's a kind of a short-term solution for them to get rid of Epstein. But frankly, I think that this is going to something that's going to come up and bite them in the butt afterwards, to be honest. Not sure. We'll just have to see. So we have the Entropy software because we're demonetized on YouTube as well, along with another bunch of some of the best creators on YouTube. We're all demonetized, but we're using the software called Entropy, which is a great service. They only take 15% in terms of like super chats and stuff, so people can do donation through there. We only had one today that came in, so I wanted to read that. Netlux TV says they need to investigate Ghislaine Maxwell, charge her with trafficking, etc. She was at Chelsea Clinton's wedding, for fuck's sake, after the initial Epstein trial. Exactly. So again, just so you know, Netlux, Ghislaine Maxwell is the one that's being sued right now by Virginia Roberts. So I can pull up some of the documents of that was released here. Right? I was going through some of it. I've only had time to look at a fraction of this so far. They have there's two good links that shows all the documents so far that have been released. There's a lot of articles in the beginning of like Daily Mail articles and stuff that kind of exposes this about Clinton and Prince Andrew and all this kind of stuff, right? But again, yeah, see, they don't even load properly yet, all the pages. But yeah, so this is a huge documents. There was another one here, number two, which is then again between Virginia Guffrey and Ghislaine Maxwell. So Ghislaine Maxwell, she is being investigated right now. A lot more is going to come out on that, unless they pick her off too, which of course I guess is frankly a possibility at this point. If they do that, you know, what's going to happen at that point? Well, I don't who knows? I don't think they're going to be able to be that bold, to be honest. So I think she's still going to be there, but we don't know at this point. If they can off Epstein in this way and just call it a suicide, nothing will stand in the way for these people to do what they want to do. But anyway, so she is being investigated. Ghislaine Maxwell is going to come down because of this. So that's very important. I got another one there from Netlux TV. There's also one of these days. Can we get a studio tour set up video from you, Henrik? Us fellow video producers, dorks out there, are envious of your setup and would love to see how you do your magic. Really? Are people interested in that? Yeah, I guess I could do that. That's fine. It's not that dramatic. Took me a while to investigate everything and research everything, but sure, I'll consider that. Thank you, Netlux TV, for that. Also, I know that there's some people giving out some donations on the DLive page, so thank you for that, for all the Linode and lemons or whatever they look like, ice creams, diamonds and ninja guineas and everything else. Is there anything in the chest? I guess there is. I'll distribute that, what little is there. So thank you to the DLive audience as well, and of course thank you to everyone watching on YouTube, or if you are a supporter joining us at redicemembers.com, thank you so much for watching, especially you guys watching on the members website, because it does help us. If you do want to support us, you can donate. Links is down in the description. You can get a membership, or you can get a t-shirt at redice.tv/store. We have some great designs there for you guys as well. But yeah, we're going to wrap up here. We're gone for almost 2 hours, a little bit over actually. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Much love to all of you. Keep fighting, keep exposing these dirt bags, and things are not going to be easy for them. There's a whole lot more that's going to come out of this Epstein thing, and this is far from over. We'll talk soon, guys. Take care. Weekend Warriors up next, exclusive at redicemembers.com, coming up here over the weekend, so check that out, and then we'll be back with more in the next week on our YouTube channel. Stay tuned. Bye, guys.